Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I'm so excited to be here tonight, actually. How are you guys going?
I'm excited as well. Dan, how are you feeling?
I'm actually very good after getting over another bad hangover.
Yeah?
Really? Why?
I had another 30th, and leading into the 30th, I hadn't slept for 24 hours.
Oh, you were on meth again, were you?
No, don't do that, but I was just...
Just a coke then, just a bit of...
No, I had a double shift, so I had to do a close and an open, and it just... Yeah. There's not enough time for a decent sleep, so I stayed awake, and it made a very, very interesting Saturday night because I was very tired and very drunk.
You know what you couldn't do if you did that?
What?
Play really good at football.
Yeah.
Start the timer, boys. How'd you go on the weekend, mate?
Well, we we defeated the top side, led it three-quarter time, they did, and pretty happy with that.
All right. You're like a famous sports person. Actually, how long are you supposed to remain famous after you've been good at sport? Because Stuart McGill got abducted the other day, and do you know what? It was actually 2 months ago, and we're only hearing about it now, so it's not important.
Why is that?
Why did they stay quiet on that?
Don't know. There's more to it.
Something dodgy going on.
Yeah. Like, is that drugs for him?
I don't know.
Drug debt?
Stuart McGill?
I don't know, maybe.
Isn't that Magoo?
Stuart McMeth? I don't know. Back to his question. After you leave Blackwood, does the legacy live on for a decade?
Is the bronze statue going out the front of Blackwood Footy Club?
Maybe two.
Two bronze statues.
Yeah. A-grade premiership, no big deal. But, honestly, we went into last week's game. Your Adler, they were undefeated, and we had a bit of a talking to during the week. Our coach was like, let's really rock up and give it our all. And we trailed at quarter time, trailed at three quarter time, came back and won. So it was a big win.
Did you get a spray at all?
Our coach is too nice. Okay. But
Matthew Nix nice?
Nicer, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Real nice guy.
So it must be working though.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Especially if you can get you to do something.
Thank you. We've got a lot of talent there. We just haven't really put it together. Yeah. So one of those teams that has a lot of talent hasn't really been gelling. And then on the weekend, it was good.
Well, congratulations, mate. We're really happy for you.
It's not about me. It's about the team.
No, I intend.
Last week it was about me. This week it's about the team.
Oh, well done, Blackwood.
And next week it'll be about the team.
That's great. You know who did get a spray, though?
Who?
Or is getting a spray, probably still.
Who?
Me.
What happened?
Told everyone the truth about pregnancy, and I've just been absolutely bathed for it.
Do you remember a few episodes back we were saying, is TikTok good or bad? It's showing that it's probably bad.
Well, Dan, what did I tell you? People can't handle the truth. So,
well, I'm now just really confused. I heard this information from two women. So women told me this. I then told you, did you know this? And then we did that video, and now we're getting inundated with women saying that we're wrong and other women saying that we're right. So I'm now just as confused as before.
I think my favourite comment was, this is why just anyone shouldn't be able to do a podcast. So
yeah,
I've just been absolutely put on the fucking kebab stick and
I think
chucked on the rotisserie for about 12 hours.
Nick's been doing a little bit of mansplaining.
My God.
The mansplaining. Oh, that one. That's good.
And a lot of the women were saying, how dare three men talk about pregnancy? We're not allowed to talk about it, apparently.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, in 2021, we're not allowed to. That's sexist, apparently. So we're now in this situation where we're just going to accept what they say.
If this was like the early 2000s, there wouldn't be an issue.
Current
times, man, you're going to be very, very careful of what you talk about.
I know.
Do you want to rewind and just delete that last bit that he said? We're going to get fucked up again. But you know what? In all seriousness, I only got the information that I told from my wife, and she checked again last night with some of her friends who are very well versed in this subject, and she said, you didn't explain it perfectly, but it's right.
Mm. So technically you're right.
10 months gestation, apparently. Yeah. Anyway, I'm not a professional though, but you think about degrees and going to university, doctors and pediatricians, technically speaking, all of these people, all you need to do is get a pass mark for 4 years or more, whatever your degree is.
For a degree, university. Yeah.
And then at the end they go, good on you. Here's a little bit of paper. Go out there and, you know, do what you've just done.
Well, the thing is, if you get like a, you know, a high distinction with your degree or you're just passing, it's the same thing. You still end up with a degree. So whether you're smashing your degree or you're just passing, you still end up with the same result. Yeah.
And the other thing is, if we really don't believe that something, well, sometimes it really doesn't matter if you get a degree or not, especially depending on the job you're going for. But if that's the case, you've done all this work for the degree, you get a job that it really didn't matter in the end, and then you got this massive hex debt.
Yeah.
Double bam.
Double bam.
Double bam.
Double whammy.
Is that a saying?
If the first bam didn't get you, the second one will.
Yeah, I think I just made that up. But very upsetting.
Yeah.
Alison, she's got her Bachelor of Business, I can see, hanging on the wall there. Very impressive.
And Rick, what degree do you have again?
I've got a marketing degree.
Yeah.
Why aren't you using it here?
Well, I made the last video go viral.
You did. Yeah, you should have been better on that. But, yeah, she's...
Whose platform was that again? TikTok? Was that my platform?
Yeah, it was.
So I made it go viral as well.
What's more important to you, your TikTok or your footy career?
I reckon what I had for lunch is more important to me than the TikTok.
Oh, I thought you'd say them both.
Nah, football's always first.
Yeah, you love your football. Always talking about it.
Thanks.
So, moving on, you saying that if you were someone like your son, you're going to tell him, don't worry about getting a degree.
I didn't say that.
But you sort of almost said that you were going to say that.
No. There's people that I know, and I'm not going to mention any names, but there's people that I know who are going through degrees now who aren't even doing their own assignments. So, they have maybe it's a brother or a sister or a spouse. I'm not going to say, but they've got people close to them doing their assignments. So potentially this person, let's say it was a doctor's degree. It's not, but it was. This guy's going to end up in a surgery somewhere or a practice somewhere, and you're going to come into him with your bloody, what was that last sickness that you had?
Hair under the foreskin? I can't remember. What was it?
Oh, the weird one with all the big long name. You said you had a... Really, because
you've always got something wrong.
Oh, no, I had a spontaneous bilateral pneumothorax.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. That's a lot of words.
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
I don't know.
So this guy's going to sit in front of you and go type a few things into Google, and probably that's going to come up. Even if it's not right, all of a sudden that's what you think you've got.
So you're saying we're dealt with a whole heap of Google doctors?
Idiots. There's idiots everywhere that are telling you what you should and shouldn't do, what you can and can't do, prescribing your medication.
Well, how's this? I don't know if either of you know this, but you know my older brother has had a very sore stomach for about 6-7 months.
Yeah.
He's just gone and got tested by about 3 different doctors.
Yeah.
Scans, can't find anything. Still was sick and sore for about 2 months, and he decided, you know what, fuck this. I'm going to go to emergency and make sure I don't leave until the hospital
knows what's...
Yeah, just find, just does something about it. Like, surely, like, find it.
Yep.
He was there for 11 and a half hours, scans and everything. He ends up leaving with the same, we don't know what it is. But then he gets home and I said, hang on, have you had a poo test? No. I'm like, hang on, you got a sore stomach and a hospital.
The old fecal matter. Fecal matter tells you everything.
Did not test him for a stomach problem with a poo test. That's, I said to him, that's like going into a hospital with a broken arm and then putting a cast on your leg. See you later.
Yeah.
Like, dumb.
I could have a cold and my doctor will always be like, I'm going to need a sample of your poo. Like anything could be wrong. He's like, I'm just going to need a sample of your poo. It's like, I've got a sore throat, sample of poo. I'm like, all right. Like, it's always poo. How could they not ask for a sample of poo with the stomach problem?
Well, what you don't know though is he's actually got a shelf at home with a sample of Mark's poo everywhere.
I have no doubt.
He's got...
Keeps it in the freezer.
He's got a... He's got a photo of every game of footy you've played and then the poo next to it.
Yeah, it corresponds with the right month of that.
Versus your Adler. 22 disposals. Poo.
Sample of poo.
Oh, fucking hell. Do you know what's even worse, though? When you go to like, oh, well, this hasn't happened to me again. It's my older brother. He has a lot of funny stories. But he had a sore...
Why isn't he doing this then?
I know. He should come and be a guest. I'd love him to be on here.
Most of the things he says are illegal, so...
Yeah, he'd be very bad on TikTok. People would not like it.
The girls would not like him on TikTok.
Look, but the thing is, he had a sore testicle. Like all of us have had that testicle problem. He's had a sore testicle on and off for ages.
Yep.
And he went to go get it looked at, and it just turns out that he had like a really good-looking doctor, and I'm talking female, not just a man, that had to have a look at it, and he had to like concentrate to not get an erection. So it brings me to like, how many times have you been in a situation where you like get a stiffy for no reason?
Yeah.
And you can't hide it? Because I've been on the train and seen a tree and I've once popped up for no reason.
In high school, that happened on a regular basis.
Yeah, always, actually.
And because you were in high school, it's like you're just starting to learn how to deal with it, you know what I mean? Mm. So there were a few situations there where you had to tuck it away.
Or the worst one.
Yeah.
You're sitting there and it's come on and you're like, oh, fuck. You know, you might rub it against the top of the desk or something. Well, that feels pretty good.
Never done that, Dan.
Yeah, but then the recess bell goes. And everyone's standing up to walk out the class and you're still sitting down going, oh, fuck, how am I going to stay here longer? Do you continue to pretend to draw something or what?
You tuck it into the top of the pants, so like where the underwear are.
Mm.
So just at the top, put the T-shirt on over and just walk on out of there and just pray to God that...
Looks like you're packing a gun in your tent.
Yeah.
What underwear preference did you guys have at school? Because when I was going through, it was the silk boxer phase.
I had silk boxers and undies at one stage.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're a weirdo.
Silk, what about you? Silk boxer. You guys are a bit older than I am. It's more just like standard briefs or trunks, the Bonds hipster trunks.
I'm that now.
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
The most comfortable.
I was silk boxers in high school and in late primary school. I remember once actually in late primary school where I was lying down on the floor doing some drawing or something like that, and the bell went for school for lunch or whatever it was, and I just didn't get up. I had a rager, and I couldn't do it.
A rager.
I couldn't get up.
Oh, because they offer no protection.
They're
just like straight. It's like having a flannel over the top of it.
Well, when people say pitch a tent.
So you couldn't get up.
I couldn't get up
because you got it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Makes sense.
That's nasty.
What's the best way of getting rid of one?
You just think about anything non-sexual, like maybe your face.
But some of them are brought on. You're not even thinking about anything sexual. You'll be doing a math problem and it just pops up. Hello. You know, like, just, you haven't flashed.
That's a weird look into your past. One plus. Whoa! Hang on a sec.
It happens all the time. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people listening to this that will go, he's fucking right. I was walking to my locker and it popped up.
Oh, it's bad.
Women don't understand that. That's something, an embarrassing.
Women do not know how hard men truly have it.
Was that?
Hey, TikTok.
I was actually laughing at the joke there. A bit more than...
Oh, God, I love it.
He's like just egging everyone on now, isn't he? All right.
5 seconds of something.
Yeah, let's move on before...
Bang!
All right.
Yes.
Oh. Woo!
How good?
We'll find out in about a week, I reckon.
Yeah, let's not let that one make it to the final cut.
All right. Friends, who wants to go first?
Well, I've been going first a little bit lately. So.
Yeah, give it to me.
All right. Cool.
Okay, so for the viewers that are listening that might not know what's going on right now, Dan, how does this work?
Mm. What we do is I ask one of them a question and they have three answers to give me in 5 seconds, all right? And it's got to be an answer that I feel is appropriate. If I don't think it's correct, see ya, I'm not giving you a point.
Why are you looking at me?
Well, he asked the question. I'm explaining it to you. Anyway, three each. Person with the most is just a good guy, all right?
Yes.
Rick, name three things you shouldn't yell out on a plane.
It's going down. Leave me alone. Rape.
Surely, I would have said, like, bomb. Yeah, say bomb.
Yeah, bomb was number one. Like,
haven't you seen Meet the Parents? Oh, you don't watch movies.
They're
it's
all
okay.
appropriate.
I'll give you all three. Yeah. I'll leave me alone. Who's bothering you on a plane?
Someone could be landing on him, like, snoring.
Okay. Well done.
Thanks.
Good work.
The worst one is, though, when you're sitting there on a window seat, and I don't like feet. I don't like feet. They're gross. And some wanker's got his shoe off and just like a sock and he's put it up on the inside of the window. Yeah. It's like near my arm. And
or you can smell it. You know, people take their shoes off all the time.
More problems on like longer international flights than like a standard, you know, Adelaide to Melbourne flight.
Yeah. And how many farts do you smell? Many. Long flights.
You mean like your own farts? Or?
Nah, just everyone gets really gassy and farts heaps in planes. Anyway, Mark, name three things you might say during sex.
Harder, faster, oh yeah.
This is a Daft Punk song.
Oh yeah.
Harder, better, is that, faster, stronger. Did it.
I'll pay him. You should.
If I was a female.
Yeah.
They were. If I was a female.
Oh, you can't say that either.
Oh, no, yeah.
You'll get in trouble.
Wow.
Fucking hell. You should have sex to that song.
I will.
No, I don't. Right. Okay. Rick, name three things you do to keep a baby alive.
Oh, feed it, change it, and don't throw it against the wall.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you all three. Well done.
They're very accurate.
Mm. Yeah. I think if you threw it against the wall, it wouldn't survive.
Yeah, you would never do that. We don't do that here. We would never, ever throw a baby against the wall.
You think about it sometimes as a parent.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of women say that too. So. God. All right.
It's natural.
This show is getting more controversial by every episode, and I love it.
Mark, name three things you can do to a partner but not strangers.
Have sex with them, give them a shoulder massage, and talk to them intimately.
Oh. Talk to them intimately. Yeah. I'm going to give that to you. I think that was good. And it's
if you're a masseuse, you can give a shoulder massage to a stranger.
Don't ruin it.
Yeah, I'm going to go on the general nature of that. Okay, for you, Richard, name three things you shouldn't send in the mail as a Christmas gift.
Cocaine, marijuana, and water.
Perfect.
Wow.
I'll give it to you.
Were you like, all right, I've gotten to the third one and it's too boring to name a third drug, so I need to try and mix it up?
I don't know any other drugs.
Really?
Like heroin?
Oh, I shouldn't send that.
You talked about meth at the start of the episode.
Yeah, well, it's 5 seconds. Your brain goes to mush.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you got one left?
I've only had two, yeah.
Yeah, cool. All right. Your last one, Mark.
Oh, God.
Name three reasons to break up with someone.
Cheating, bad at sex, and lousy kisser.
Oh, well done. Lousy kisser. Could you say that to someone? Look, this isn't working. You're a lousy kisser.
I feel like I've heard that in a movie. Like,
I thought you were going to say you've heard,
lousy
it,
kisser,
you've heard it from a girl before, but no.
No, that'll never be the case.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Okay, we're done there, guys.
Be a bit teethy.
I think we're pretty... I think we did pretty well there.
That was 3-0. That's probably our best week.
Yeah.
Good on you. You guys,
thanks,
been,
mate.
You guys been practicing that?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
You?
Nah, not at all.
Well, you spun the thing around every time.
Yeah, I did. I remembered every single time.
That's good.
It's like you didn't have to tell me off.
Well, you know what I do quite enjoy?
Mm.
Sex.
Oh, I don't know if I could have said it any worse. What I find interesting is now that I've got kids...
Mm.
And nieces and nephews and all that sort of stuff. Being out in public, often I'll try and do the right thing and I'll go to the playground or whatever it is and look after kids.
You love a playground these days. Serious.
That sounded very suspicious.
No, I mean like every time I'm like, where are you? He's like, oh, I'm just at the playground with Moss or I'm doing this, but it's always a playground. But go on. Sorry. Yeah.
And I ask you if you want to come and join me, but you can't because you've still got that... bloody AVO against you.
AVO?
Can't go any schools or playgrounds.
Oh.
Yeah.
You still got that?
Nah.
Has that been...
No, they took that away when it never even got given to me.
Oh, that's good. But, you know, kids are kids and kids do stupid things.
Sorry, that got me. I like that.
Recently, I was at a playground with my nieces and nephews and my kids.
Yeah.
And... the one time I've stopped supervising everyone.
Yeah.
George has come running in, bawling her eyes out, far out. And she's the eldest. What's happened? Seven.
Okay. Yeah.
What's happened? Oh, this boy went down the slide. He knocked into me and he hit me and blah, blah, blah. And I said, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did he say sorry? And she's bawling. She said, no, I didn't say sorry. And I just see red. Like, you little piece of shit.
But he probably doesn't know any better.
No. Sure, tell me that the parents of this kid saw it and were able to intervene and tell their own son off.
Let me tell you one thing. It never happens that way.
Never?
Ever.
No.
So I've gone, tell me which one it is, Georgia. She tells me, points to him, and I just see red, like a red rag to a bull. So I've stormed in there, and this kid is like, you know those like McDonald's type play equipment where it's like a helicopter with the clear Perspex window?
Yes.
So
little dome thing,
right? Yeah. So this kid's in that, and he's high. Like I've just basically walked
he's
in there.
He's up there smoking a cone. Go on.
Yeah, sorry. We get around in pretty bad crowds. I've walked in there and just looked up at him and pointed at him. I said, get down here. And he looked and he shit himself. Not literally, but you could see that he's like, oh, what's happened?
Yeah.
Anyway, he then looked back at me realising I'm up here, you're down there. And he looked down and he just started laughing at me. And then I saw even darker red. Yeah. So I went, stuff you, I'm coming to get you. So I'm climbing up all this play equipment and I finally get up there and he's just raced down the slide. So I went whew, down the slide as well. I got out the bottom and he'd run back to the table. This was in a restaurant with a play area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He'd run back to the table with his family and I thought, all right, bide my time. So I went and sat back down. As soon as I sat down, he ran back into the playground and I just followed him straight in there.
This sounds like a snake chasing a mouse.
Mate. When's your court appearance, by the way?
I went in there and I caught him and I said, mate, do you think it's funny to hurt little kids? And he just, to his credit, this kid, doesn't always happen this way, but he started freaking out. He said, look, it was an accident and I'm really sorry. I said, okay, if you're sorry, come over and tell her because she's really sad. Come and say that you're sorry. Yep. And again, to his credit, he did that. So that was all good. But then at that point, Mark, the parents came over because they saw that I'd basically dragged the kid by the ear to come and say sorry. And they went, oh, everything's okay over here? Mm. And I said, yeah, it is now, but your kid hurt my niece and she was really sad, so he's come over to say sorry. Now, that's the end of it.
Mm.
It's not the end of it, though, is it?
Well, not because if he does it again.
Here's the thing, right, and I respect you for doing that. If you intervene and you make a kid apologize to your kid, for example, is that telling the parent of that kid that you're a bad parent for not doing the exact same thing? You're pretty much saying to them, you should be a better parent for standing, like for coming in and admitting that your child's done wrong. So what you did was right, but the parent is actually offended that you're doing that, and they sort of feel like
it's almost like that swimming thing.
Correct. Bang on. It's like they're getting reminded. Oh shit!
I'm gonna have eyes on my kid all times.
I'm not doing the right thing, or I'm not good enough for having to intervene. And like you're bang on for having done that.
Did after that, what was the scenario? Everything was
calm after that. But I could list off lists of. I'm not going to tell all the stories tonight, but I've got a list of stories where the similar stuff has happened.
Well, I'd like your opinions on this. If you're sitting at, let's say, not something formal like a restaurant, because usually that gets shut down anyway, but let's say you got this kid that's sort of running between tables, screaming really loud, and you can tell, like, other people are eating and stopping and, like, going, oh, but everyone's too shy or embarrassed to say anything, and the mother is too busy in the conversation with her drink, with her other friend.
Taking a selfie.
Yeah, whatever it is, just ignoring the child's behaviour. What point or for how long do you put up with it and then what do you do about it? Like for me, I'm the sort of person that I don't really like confrontation, but I'd probably yell out something like, shut up, like, you know, and then try and get her attention or something, or at least someone else would look around and give me the nod. Like,
I think it's about body language. The first thing you'll try and do as someone that is saying something that you don't like that a little kid is doing is making it obvious to the parents that you don't like it through body language.
Yeah, but
and you're hoping that the parents see you, and then you're pretty much letting the parents know through the way you're reacting to that kid, fucking sort your fucking kid out.
Okay, but this is the problem. Mainly they're very engrossed in whatever they're doing, or they've just given up and don't give a fuck. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying is, what do you do? Do you walk up and say, excuse me? Control your kid, please.
Well, if it's in the scenario that you've just told,
yeah,
and the kid's running around behind in and around your table, I reckon you just put your chair back on them.
Yeah. Bang. Does wait, Rick reminds us every week when we come in here with Chats with Cats, every reason why not to have kids.
I know. Yeah, you're not doing a good job for Alison here.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
You like your own
Alison's like, Rick, can you just say something nice just this one week so that Dan might
think about actually having one?
Yeah.
Oh. No, kids are great. Other kids are shit.
Yeah.
My kids are great.
Yeah.
And my
actually, your kids are great. I have to give you two thumbs up.
Good kids.
One I don't talk to at all because he's a baby, has no words. The other one, very polite, like a robot. Love him. Very good kid.
Auntie Lizard.
And very polite as well.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we have the last game. Your favourite.
Yeah.
I hate this one. I got it last week. Good, though.
You did.
This game has just gone up a notch.
Yep.
Dan, so you're basically going to, read out a bunch of facts about this person and first person in wins. And can we have more than one guess in a row or does it need to go?
Look, guess away, but just don't take the piss.
All right.
Like, don't go five people in a row.
All right, yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
I feel you. All right.
Like if I say Ocean's 11, don't name...
George Clooney.
Yeah. Don't name off every person that was in that movie.
What about...
that's all right. Don't retell the story. Keep going.
Okay. All right, I was born on the 7th of October, 1959 in London. I'm a man. In the early 1980s, I left EMI to form E&S Music with my former boss at EMI, but I quit in 1983. I then formed Fanfare...
Richard Branson.
No. I then formed Fanfare Records with Leon Burton, initially selling exercise videos and music acts such as the orchestra of Rondo Venizelo. All right, I don't think anyone here knows what that is, but anyway. I had my first hit song in 1986 with So Macho by Sinita. Some of my early successes came through Stock Aitken Waterman, who produced a number of his hits in the 1980s. However, in 1989, the company went under and I nearly went bankrupt. I then found a job with BMG as an A&R consultant and set up S Records under BMG. I restarted my career in the music business by creating novelty records with acts such as The Puppets, Zig and Zag, Power Rangers, World Wrestling Federation. Now, anyone got an idea so far? Good. Hope you didn't. In 1995, through my persistence, I can't say that word.
Persistence,
that's it.
Jesus Christ.
I persuaded two actors, Robson Green and Jeremy Flynn from the UK television drama series Soldier, Soldier, to sign with me and record the song Unchained Melody, which they had performed on the show. The recording by the duo, now named Robson and Jerome, quickly reached number one in the UK, staying up the top of the charts for 7 weeks. It became the best-selling single of 1995 and it made my first million. Later acts I've signed include Five, Westlife and the Teletubbies. In 2001, I was given the role of judge of the first series Pop Idol. Getting closer?
Simon Cowell.
Oh, he's got it. Well done. Well done. The next hint was in 2004 with Sharon Osbourne and Lewis Walsh, I was the judge on the first.
That was absolutely dreadful.
Did you? He's very harsh, isn't he?
Get off my stage.
Do you know what you should do?
What?
Practice reading because you just shit the bed every time you go through these.
It's very hard. Very hard. There's a lot of words.
A pathetic. I can't say the word.
Oh, fucking hell. It's hard because I know I have to be better, but it's the pressure of having... If this wasn't on, I'd probably just do it. But.
Any person to do with music, Rick's going to win, so never stood
a
chance.
He's got a crossover, though. He's TV.
Yeah, he's TV. You should know that. You know Simon Cowell. You've just done two things about him. So it wasn't that hard.
Yeah, not happy.
Do you know what makes me not happy?
What?
Actually, you've just triggered me.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen someone eat a kiwi fruit with the skin on, like an apple?
Never.
It's disgusting. You think about those furry little fuckers and someone just eating right into it and eating like
I've
an
seen
apple.
The video with the kid at the cricket eating the watermelon and he's eating the outer layer of the watermelon.
I saw that,
The thick skin.
Yeah, he ate literally, it's like a crust.
I don't know whether to be like... impressed or disgusted. Like it was.
I'm impressed.
No, yeah. It's gross. It was so gross. I've seen someone eat an orange like an apple before.
No, you haven't. That's straight not a, through that's the not skin. A thing. Surely it is. Not.
Mate, yeah. If someone can eat a whole watermelon skin and all, you can eat an orange like
the
that.
The kid ate a watermelon. Yeah, but it was twice the size of his head.
I thought it was almost like he knew he was on TV and he was like joking almost.
No.
Nah.
His parents don't let him eat any real food.
People are out there eating oranges with the skin on, kiwi fruits with the skin on.
I think people that eat apple cores are psychopaths.
What do these people look like? Like, are they normal?
I don't know. Nah,
they're like twitchy.
Maybe if you do any of these things, send in a photo of your head so we can look at it.
It's terrible.
No one out there listening right now does that. And if you do, well, fucking hell.
I'm scared of getting too close to the core of an apple. As soon as it starts getting corey, the whole thing's dust. It's in the bin. No more.
Do you eat apples?
Pink lady apples only.
I eat the sticker. You know your sticker on the apple?
No,
I eat that. No, I'm only joking. I don't.
Fucking Royal Gala.
Nah, see, that's my second choice, but a long second choice. Mm. Only if I'm desperate.
Have you accidentally eaten a sticker?
Yeah, and you do that.
Yeah.
It's very bad.
It is.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, well, I think that's our episode done for the week, guys. So
thanks for listening, guys.
We will see you next week. And I have changed the outro music now permanently to your song.
The Geelong Cats theme song?
Oh, thank you.
No.
The Blackwood Football Club theme song.
Nah, this one. Situation.